They're sheltering underground. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Many people who live in Ukraine's capital are waiting out the Russian invasion from subway stations.
A violent night here in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. We were just in the streets of this city looking at some of the destruction and speaking with the civilians here who survived the night as Russian forces attempted to enter this city. There was an apartment building early this morning that was hit with a Russian missile. The level of destruction here, quite significant. We were at that scene talking to people who watched this as it happened and they heard it, and it was really a miracle that no one was killed. The family who lives in one of those apartments inside was actually in a bomb shelter at the time.
Fox's Trey Yingst. As civilians take up arms, many other Ukrainians are trying to leave the country. Fox's Mike Tobin is in the western city of Lviv.
There's one main road, if you will, that has turned into a large traffic jam. Usually the drive from Kyiv to where I am right now is about a six-hour drive. It's taking 18 hours. The UN Committee on Refugees reports that some 50,000 refugees have attempted to flee or have escaped over the Polish border.
The U.S. has authorized another $350 million in assistance to Ukraine. That brings the total over the past year to $1 billion, according to the Pentagon. Republicans are promising careful consideration of President Biden's Supreme Court pick.
In the most recent Fox Nationwide poll, 63% favor President Joe Biden's nomination of the first black woman to the Supreme Court. The president made his choice official on Friday, announcing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his pick to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced his retirement in late January.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Depending on where you live, you might start seeing fewer people wearing masks.
Newer guidelines made public Friday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control now say masks will not be necessary for a majority of Americans going forward. The changes come as a number of states with governors normally quite adherent to masking as a way of potentially preventing coronavirus spread have done away with the requirements. CDC says they will no longer look at numbers of detected infections, but on the number of hospitalizations to determine risk rates. People are able to check risk levels for their area on the CDC website. Eben Brown, Fox News.
When Illinois students head to school on Monday, they won't have to be wearing masks. The indoor mandate has been lifted by Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. It's unclear if schools can still impose their own mask mandates. In New York City, public school students can remove their masks outdoors, but not indoors. Officials plan to reevaluate next month. A bus crash in Germany has injured more than three dozen people. Authorities say a double-decker bus carrying tourists veered off a road on its way to a ski resort in Austria. Seven of the injuries are serious. The bus was the only vehicle involved in the crash. Drunk driving allegations against a horse and buggy driver in Pennsylvania.
Police say 20-year-old Ray Byler faces a misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence and was also cited for careless and reckless driving after they observed him speeding on a turn and then locking the buggy's brakes, sliding the wheels, and that sent sparks flying. Cops say when they stopped him to see if he was okay, Byler admitted that he had been drinking a couple of beers and claimed his horse was skittish. Police allowed him to remain by the animal's side until a family member arrived to take care of it. Byler was arrested after he refused a blood draw at an area hospital.
Fox is Ted Lidner. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.